Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I'm a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will talk about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective because when you can change your thinking, you can change your life. We will get started in just a moment. See you on the other side. Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 10. On today's show, I will be talking to Venus Bailey. He is one of the contributing authors in my book, Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. And I will be highlighting Stress Awareness Month, which is April, and how you should observe it. This episode is brought to you by doTERRA with Carolyn Todd. For those looking for simple ways to eliminate toxins in your home, you can create a fresh, clean environment straight from the plant and free from synthetic fragrances with the doTERRA Aroma Essentials Collection. Here are a few gems you will find in the doTERRA Aroma Essentials Collection: On Guard Protective Blend, Serenity Restful Blend, Breathe Respiratory Support Blend, Springy Citrus Bloom, and the one-of-a-kind ultrasonic Laluz diffuser with up to an 8-hour runtime and 3 ambient light settings. Start your order at bit.ly/aromaessentialscollection. All right. Good afternoon. Actually, it's still early morning, everybody. Just wanted to come on and share with you about the upcoming book that we have that will be out this weekend. My guest today is one of the contributing authors to my latest book. It's an anthology called Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. Mr. Venus Bailey, welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for being a part of the anthology. So this will be just a quick teaser interview because, of course, we want everyone to go and purchase the book. So I only have 5 questions for you today. Usually the interviews are somewhere between 7 and 10 questions. So this is going to be real quick and dirty.
Okay.
So I'm going to put a little disclaimer out there in case you hear any background noise. This is the first time I'm recording from my new office. And unfortunately, they are doing construction today in one of the offices above us. So just ignore it. Okay, so question number 1, what made you want to be a part of the anthology? What made you want to share your COVID experience?
Well, what really made me want to share my COVID experience is you don't really have a full understanding of what COVID is until you actually have it. And once I had it, I really wanted to put it out there that, hey, this is something serious. This is not something you can play around with. Everybody needs to be aware of what's going on with this particular COVID disease, as they call it.
Especially from a male perspective, because, you know, like I said in the beginning of the book, in the intro, you are a man's man. You like, I don't get sick. I don't take no cold medicine. And so there's a lot of guys out there like you who are like, you know, OK, COVID, it's not going to be a big deal.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. I know a lot of manly guys. It's all about sports. It's all about being active, eating healthy, running, exercising. There's no way I'm going to get sick. If I did get sick, it wouldn't bother me not one bit. That's the mindset of most masculine men. And when it breaks you down, where you can't walk, you can't talk, you can't do anything, you can't even eat, it says a lot.
It's an eye opener, huh?
It's definitely that.
Okay. And you know, that you share in your book, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to also have a male perspective, because most of the time, you know, I do projects, it's all women. But with something like this, it was like, no, we got to get some male perspective, because it's not just hitting the women, it's hitting men, it's hitting the elderly, it's even hitting some children. And so, you know, the book shares a lot of different people's perspectives. So I thank you for being open and transparent with your experience, because it really lends itself to bringing the book to have coverage where it's hitting everybody. Everybody should be able to see themselves in this book.
Absolutely. It's a blessing to be on this book. It's definitely a blessing. I enjoy putting my two cents in there and then explaining my ups and downs and roller coaster ride that I had to go through during this COVID situation. I had a joy sitting down with you and writing this book with you.
Awesome. Thank you. So the next question is, have you ever written before or wanted to write before?
I've never written anything before as far as a book. This is my first time, and Lord knows I always wanted to put my life story on paper.
So we got another book coming. That's what I hear.
I hope so. Okay. This was fun for me to be able to put out there what I dealt with and just put it on paper. And I would love to do this again.
Awesome. So I know you kind of talked about it a little bit, but the third question is, prior to experiencing COVID, did you believe it was real or as bad as the media portrayed it? Because there was a lot of conspiracy theories out there. There was a lot of people that was like, man, you know, that ain't nothing. So prior to you experiencing it, did you believe that it was real or that people were dying like they said that they were?
I thought it was real, but I didn't think it was going to affect me.
Okay.
You know, I feel that like I'm a superhero, I guess, you know, being an ex-athlete, you know, we tend to feel like we invincible.
Right. Veteran. And,
yeah. Being a veteran, but there's nothing that can actually, I've been through it all. This is nothing. And the way the media was presented a lot of times, yes, they were talking about people dying from it, but they also presented that this is like the flu. I can't tell you how many times I had the flu and then still went to work and did my day to day with the flu. So I felt that there's no way this is going to put a major effect on me personally.
Because I know, like with some of the younger generation, they were like, oh, this, there were so many conspiracy theories. So there was one about it was the 5G towers that were causing.
I heard that.
These waves to hit your body, and then that's what the issue was.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, just simple, like the flu, no big deal. But I was really kind of paying attention and watching, like, wait a minute, this hit people like in a wave, like a whole bunch of people died off top.
Right.
And it was like, okay, what's going on? So that part of it really got my attention and wanted to write about it, because the other thing that I think a lot of people don't consider is, or have not considered, is people's relationship and with God and their spirituality. So for a lot of people, if you were a believer, you know, we like, ain't nothing finna take us out. But that doesn't mean that you don't still have to go through it, though.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people, I believe, that may not have had their relationship right immediately passed, or those who, like how we were raised, you know, still eating the same foods, and your body is just inflammation already. And COVID likes inflammation. And so either they were already sick and hadn't shared it or told to anybody, or they just was a feeding ground for COVID and just it just took them out. So like you were saying, you know, the athlete, the ex-Marine or ex-military, they're like, this ain't gonna touch me. But it's been hitting all kinds of people.
Yeah, they didn't
even get me. No matter what your health status was.
Me, I try to eat healthy. I think I do a pretty good job at that. And I try to exercise, and I think I do a pretty good job at that as well. And I'm not in bad of a shape as far as physically. And a lot of my friends, we all talked about this 101 times. All you got to do is make sure you eat right and exercise, and you know, wear your mask. It's not going to hit us. Even if it did, it wouldn't affect us at all. There's no way it's going to affect us. I'm not worried about this. We're doing this and that crazy stuff, man. It's part of the government, you know, trying to boost up something that shouldn't really be there.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, man, when it hit in waves. And it started to take down people, you know, by the thousands.
Because I think you had shared with me about, was it a sports writer or somebody? You had shared with me that it was some. Right. Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, there was a sports writer in Atlanta, right around my age, athletic, you know, has kids and exercise every day and does all the right things. And he caught COVID and, you know, 3 weeks later he passed. And that's to me, quick. that hit home with me.
Yeah. Yeah. That was quick. I mean, I remember when it first came out, people caught it on Tuesday and was dead by Friday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was too much. It was too much. So now, of course, we kind of got a handle on it, but it doesn't mean for people to go back to not wearing their mask and just going on about their day, because it's not gone, but we have to be able to manage it.
Right. Absolutely.
So since I talked about God a little bit in this last question, I want to touch on it, the spirituality part of it again, but from the title. So I didn't share the title with many of you until we had our authors meeting a couple of weeks ago. And so what do you think of the title? Nothing can stop the promises of God, not even COVID-19. What do you think about the title?
I love the title. It was direct. For me. But I absolutely love the title. I talked to a couple of other people. I spoke to you many times, and one of the things you always told me, hey, you need to start putting God in your life. Let God provide you, let God work for you. And to me, that title, it works for me.
Yeah, definitely. Because a lot of people don't realize that the Bible has promises. And if you find that promise and you stand on that promise and you said, okay, I'm gonna believe you. And then God says, test me. And so my thing is I'm standing on a promise. I see myself in the future doing a lot of great things. So something like COVID comes along, that's not going to take me out, because I have a promise that has yet to be discovered yet, you know. And so that means I'm going to be here to be able to see that come to pass. And so that's really kind of the reason that I decided to write the book, because I wanted to share with people that as a believer and, you know, with other believers that are a part of the book, you can go through an experience like this and still make it through because there's a promise out there for you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, we all are going through some things right now. We're all living through a pandemic. Some people have lost their jobs. Some people have been furloughed at home too long and are ready to go back to work and get these kids back in school and all of that. But it's like, you know, even though we're going through hard times, we still have a future. He has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And we just got to get through this moment. This is just a moment. In time, you know, they've had pandemics before and
still went through it. And also it's like a calm. If you put God in your life, just like this COVID situation, I put God in my life and really start doing things that I really haven't did on a consistent basis. And that's, you know, sit down and kneeling and praying to him and asking God what he wants me to do, moving forward. It put a calm on me. It settled me down. It relaxes me. It lets me know that, hey, keep pushing. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about anything. Things is going to be fine. It's going to work out. So that's what I tell you.
Definitely. And also being able to see yourself in the future. Like if you can get a vision in your mind of what it is that he has for you, then that gives you the motivation moving forward. So if you see that business flourishing, because like we got some business ideas on the table. I see the warehouse. I see my staff already in there picking product. You know, absolutely. I see the meetings where we're talking about the statistics and things of that nature. So when he gives you those glimpses, believe it.
Absolutely. He gives you those glimpses in all kinds of ways. I get it in my dreams every night. Yes. I dream about this every night on how my business owners continue to grow. So,
and guess where we're sitting at right now? I'm in my office, you in your office. This office wasn't even a thought 6 months ago.
No, it wasn't.
So to be sitting here in the manifestation of the vision. Come on now, we're just on step one. Yes. Don't stop when you're at step one. So, you know, that's to encourage the people that if he's giving you these glimpses, keep pushing, keep pushing. This book was not even on your radar.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Because you're connected to me, guess what? It's manifested. So it's also about who you're connected with and who's keeping you encouraged and how you can move forward. You can't be out here in this world by yourself. He created us for relationship and for community. And so you got to be able to build that community. So last question. What would you tell others if they were to contract COVID? Like, what encouraging words would you have for them?
Be calm. That's the most important thing that I take out of having COVID. Be calm. Make sure you take all your vitamins. Make sure you do what's recommended to you by your physician. Just kind of don't overwhelm yourself, because to me that plays a big part in people going to the hospital. You tend to try to do too much because you want it to end.
You want it all over.
Take it day by day. Be calm. Don't do too much. Just be relaxed and do what needs to be done as far as taking your medication, your vitamins, and eat right, drink right, and don't overexert yourself.
Yeah. Here is the actual book, guys. Is out. Let me get it in front of the camera. It is out. The contributing authors are on the back. So if you are looking to support a particular author, you're able to support that author. They're going to be available on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com by the end of the week. But you can pre-order them today. If you go to the Facebook page, there's going to be a link for pre-order. And, you know, we are going to be having a launch party this Saturday, actually, at 6 o'clock on Facebook Live. And so we are hoping that on Saturday, you would be able to purchase from us live during Facebook Live. And then the author can sign your book and we'll get it shipped out to you. And so you can pre-order between now and the end of the week. And then after Saturday, they'll be available Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. And so also, if you follow me and you've been a part of the Rehab Your Life community, if you attended the Renewed Vision Conference in the past, we are going to be doing it again this year. So save the date, October 23rd. We're going to have some dynamic speakers, vendors, and we're even going to bring it up a notch and host a gala in the evening to raise funds for being able to provide services to the ladies that we serve. And so tickets are available now to pre-order for the conference. And if you want to be a speaker or a vendor, or you know someone who would be interested in speaking or vending, be on the lookout for some posts that I'll be putting out there to solicit for speakers and vendors. So Mr. Bailey, do you have any final words for the people?
Please go out, get the book. It's an excellent book. We have some great writers on there. I started reading it yesterday, and I really enjoyed the read. The little side note with that, my kids didn't really understand the fact that I was actually writing the book. It was like, my dad writing the book. But when I brought the book home, they actually sat down there and it was reading. They were so excited about me being a co-author on this book. And I put my life story on it, my COVID story, actually, not my life, my COVID story on it. They're pretty excited. So I think it's changing their lives as we speak, you know. Want them to
most
do different
definitely.
Things.
Because when you say that you were going to do something and now you have the evidence of that thing, that lets them know that whenever they say that they want to do, that they can do it too. And
absolutely.
So thank you so much for your time. Guys, pick up the book. It's available for pre-order right now. And join us on Saturday if you can. We are going to have our appetizer and our little drink, and we're going to celebrate the release of the book. And we are wanting you guys to join us so that way we can sign your copy of the book. And just thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Have a great day, everybody.
Stress Awareness Month is an annual designation observed in April. Have you ever been in a situation that was a little or a lot overwhelming? You had deadlines approaching and a mile-long to-do list, and you were just in way over your head. Well, you're definitely not alone. Everyone feels stressed from time to time, especially as we get older and the responsibilities really pile on our plate. The thing about stress is a little bit of it isn't necessarily a bad thing, but too much of it can be detrimental to our emotional and physical health. Learning to find that healthy balance is the best way to live a productive, happy life. A small amount of stress once in a while is a good thing because it means you're working hard and that you care about what you're doing. If you were never stressed, that would probably mean that you're living a lethargic lifestyle without a whole lot of work involved. However, too much stress doesn't allow us to think straight and is overbearing and counterproductive. Prolonged stress even leads to some real physical problems and can cause strokes, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers, diabetes, muscle and joint pain, miscarriages, and much more. So this month, recognize the difference between good and bad stress and try to find your happy place within the madness. So how can you observe National Stress Awareness Month? We are all challenged to keep our stress levels low and our peace levels high. So here are some tips on how you can observe National Stress Awareness Month. First of all, get some exercise. You've probably heard this one before, and even though it's probably not exactly what you want to do when you're feeling stressed, exercising gets endorphins pumping through your brain, which triggers a happy feeling. And exercise lowers your body's stress hormones like cortisol and releases chemicals that make you feel more at peace. The second thing is to take some natural supplements. Natural remedies like a lemon balm or omega-3 fatty acids, ashwagandha, green tea, and essential oils are very helpful. Number three, light a candle or turn on the oil diffuser. I am big on lighting my candles and being able to create an atmosphere. And then make sure you take a deep breath and count your blessings. Number four, reduce your caffeine intake. You know, even though it's tough to kick the coffee, you know, caffeine tends to make us jittery, which can cause stress and anxiety. And number five, spend time laughing with friends and family. Let yourself have a good time and get your mind off the busyness of the real world. And so, lastly, I wanted to share with you our upcoming events. On April 10th, we'll be doing our book launch at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. Join us as we celebrate the authors and sell signed author copies of the book. Also, next Saturday, April 17th, I'll be hosting a webinar on why you need an emergency binder. I'll be hosting it on Facebook Live at 11 a.m. And save the date. We will be hosting our Renewed Vision Conference on October 23rd at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Katy, Texas. Tickets are available now for pre-sale for $75 with discount. This includes both the day training sessions and the evening gala. I hope to see you guys there. And remember, like, share, and subscribe this podcast so that way you hear all of the upcoming things that we have going on. And it'll help us to be able to develop content that you find relevant and useful. So thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of your day. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life in the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.